Good morning, everyone. How are we doing with Lent fasting and all the stuff? Are we good? Yeah. I remember when I was in the seminary, how much I love coffee, and then I gave up coffee for that year, like in the seminary. And so, as a strong man, I was like, God, I'll make a promise to you that I will fast during Lent 40 days, like without coffee in 40 days. And the first day of Lent, I woke up around 6, and then really strong motivation, like, yeah, I'm gonna do that for God. And then we have a holy hour around like 7 to 8 a.m. And then after holy hour, I still felt good, but like after 4 hours of classes, and my body just like dying, and I just like, my body told me that, you need coffee. And then I just like, okay, I need to fight this battle. And then we have mass around like noon. And then after mass, I was so tired and I was so sleepy. And then we had lunch together around like 1 p.m. And after lunch, I my body just like shut down. And then I told God, I'm so sorry, but I have to change my coffee. So I gave up. Like I tried, but I failed. And I told him, like, God, I am completely a loser, but forgive me. Like, I need coffee. So I changed to do something different. And I asked my friend. He's from Kansas. We are classmates. And I asked him, hey, dude, what are you fasting for Lent? And he looked at me and he said, people. He's from Kansas, and he's a priest right now, so he's fasting from people. This is like the joke, okay? This is like between the seminarians, like we are joking all the time, but like, so he's fasting. And then he's a priest now, so he's in Kansas. So we studied together for 7 years in Denver. That's a really beautiful moment that we can be together. But the first week of Lent, I would love to reflect with you all 3 points from a homily today, which is like the Holy Mother Church recommends 3 things to do during Lent. The first one, to pray. Second one, to fast. And the last one, to give alms. So the first one, to pray. When I was young, whenever the priest gave a homily about praying, I always feel like, praying again? That's a boring topic. And brother and sister, couple misunderstandings about how to pray. I was thinking like praying, it's just like a series of words together. And I was completely wrong. No, that is not praying. Maybe I can speak that up. Maybe like I can use my mouth and then I just like do whatever from my mouth. But if I don't combine my mind and my mouth together while I am praying, I will be like wrong. Because prayers means something deeper. I was thinking like when I am praying, I need to pray something big. Which is, I'm wrong as well. Why? I don't need to pray for something big. I can pray to something simple and easy. Like, God, I'm hungry. Give me something to eat. God, I am thirsty. God, I am bored. God, I am trouble. I'm in trouble. God, I don't like that person. God, I whatever. God, help me with that. And then even if you don't know how to pray, you can tell God, God, I have no idea to pray. And you are praying already. That is easy, huh? I would love to think about praying is easy way. Teresa of Avila, she said, praying is conversational. That is so important for me to think about how can I pray, because that is my talk. Like we just talk back and forth with God. That's how we start a prayer. And then I was thinking another thing, another misunderstanding. I was thinking that I can pray only in the church, which is, I'm so wrong. Why? Because I think like I can pray over here only, and then when I leave here, I stop praying, which is so wrong. Which is, I can pray in my room. I can pray while I am going to King Supers or Subway or Sam's Clubs or Target or whatever it is. I can pray. I can pray in my car. I can pray in my room. I can pray while I am going to annoy someone in the hospital. I can pray wherever I want. And God, He loves it. He loves that a lot. He loves when I'm speaking to Him, because we're going to hang out like friends, like your spouses, like you are dating someone and you are constantly speaking to him or to her, and you are in that relationship. So thinking about praying something easier and doable, like something that you can do. Praying can extend to, if you have not go to like 8:30 a.m. Mass for daily, how about try that? How about try like the Adoration Chapel right there? If you've never been there before, like we have the Adoration Chapel right that corner, how about check that out? How about take your whole family, go to Caprini Shrine, and then receive indulgences? How about reading the Bible during Lent? How about starting with like New Testament? How about 10 Hail Marys? How about when you walk out of that that way, you will see the icon, the new icon about Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. When you walk out of that door like that way, would you take like one icon, one image, and then go into like denvercatholic.org and learn from that? Because so beautiful icon. That is completely brand new icon for the Archdiocese of Denver. How about try that? How about try something to pray during Lent? The next one will be fasting, to fast. How about fasting from a bad habit? How about this one? Fasting. Stop complaining for one day. Think about that a moment, okay? Stop complaining for one day. Like, for everything in your life. Like, your wife's food, someone's driving, your car, your house. Is like, stop complaining for everything for one day. Try it and you will see. You will be grateful. You will be like, that's awesome, because you stop every complaining for one day. I tried it and I was so happy, because everything makes me feel so happy. Of course, happiness is like emotion, but like my point is like, stop complaining, because we are complaining a lot. Trust me, you complaining, me including me, we are complaining all the time about everything, about very detail. How about try one day really hard that I will stop complaining for everything, even when you drive, okay? Even when you're doing something, stop complaining for one day, and you will see. You will see what I'm talking about. How about stop doing that? How about fasting from food, from something you can do? That is fasting. The last one will be almsgiving, to give alms. Try something to donate something to maybe the food pantry, like the food pantry. Maybe donate something to the Catholic charity. Maybe buy a gift card and put it in your car door and then give it to the homeless people. How about buying like McDonald's gift card, Chick-fil-A gift cards, and then give it to the poor, give it to someone in the road, on the road, and then help them. I lived with a seminarian. He's from Uganda. His name is Julius. So he's a priest now, Father Julius right now. So I lived with him. So we lived together in the seminary for 2 years. And we were on the kitchen together, in the kitchen together. And then I was eating banana, like the half a banana was went bad. And then I ate like the first half and I threw on the trash can like the half. And then he saw me doing that and he told me, "Hey Anthony, In my country, in Uganda, African country, food is sacred. And he made me feel so bad. Like, I just like, hey, I just like a half banana. But it went back already. Like, but he told me that, like, hey, in my country, food, water is sacred. And then that's the sentence. I still remember that conversation with him. Because somewhere in the world, we don't have, they're not lucky like you are over here. No, they're not. If you think like everyone in the earth, right now, 2025, everyone's like you? No, you're wrong. You're wrong. They don't have food. They don't have clean water. They don't have, like, medical services. They don't have supplies. They don't have, like, King Supers. They don't have, like, Sam's Club. They don't have Costco. All they working all day in the field, and then they wish to have a bowl of rice to eat to survive. And then over here we are, of course, my friend, he told me, and I felt so bad. Like, I throw like the half a banana, and I feel so bad because, hey, I'm so sorry, but like, maybe think about that. Donate something to the poor and help them. Maybe start doing something in your house. Okay. That's all I have. You can chew whatever you want to do during Lent, but I recommend you to do that because Lent is meant to be like doing something. Maybe you can fast from something. Maybe you can pray more. Maybe choose something to do. And maybe you can donate or give alms. Maybe do something. I highly recommend you to do that because that is a good habit, and it's a holy habit. And then if you are continue doing that, I think you make a good example for your family. Highly encourage you to do that. So pray, fast, and give alms.